The Promise of Transhumanism by Merging with Technology. With its allure, its pull, its temptation of unbelievable power and immortality, it beckons as a pathway to godhood, to the godless, to the desperate, and to the disillusioned, offering a false salvation in a world that they feel is devoid of hope. These elite within the world, they're confronted, they're conflicted, because the word says in Ecclesiastes 3 that God has set eternity into the hearts of men. And they are confronted with their mortality. They're confronted with this life one day ending. That is a common denominator of every man, woman, and child who has ever existed, is existing now, and will exist. We all will die. And in their hearts screams eternity. It says that God put it within the hearts of humankind. I don't believe we can understand it with our mind, and that's why he put it there. And so these men, they're confused, because their hearts know that they are eternal, but their brains are telling them that there is no God and that they are going to die. And so they are doing everything within their means to seek immortality, to become one with something greater than themselves. And it's not just Neuralink, it's not just Elon Musk, it's also Bill Gates, it's Microsoft, it's Facebook, it's Google. We're going to get to all of that on today's program. But they long for eternal life while rejecting the only one who freely gives it, rejecting Jesus, the mediator between God and man. I absolutely 100% without a doubt believe that there is a built-in programming into man's DNA that longs to become one with God. We were never supposed to even have thoughts of life ending. We were never supposed to even have thoughts of becoming separated from God. And that's why Jesus came, to restore these things. But it's built within the DNA to become one with something much greater than ourselves. And these men whose hearts are far from God, they are seeking after that, not knowing that there is only one that can truly fulfill that God-shaped hole within their hearts. I said on last week's program that a man's mind is his last sanctuary. If they learn how to get in there, we truly will be in a dark age. Some articles for consideration on today's program are, here's a couple. Elon Musk predicts superhuman AI smarter than humans is coming in 2025. Musk's Neuralink shows off first implant patient like using the Force. We're gonna look at that as reference. That was about 3 weeks ago. Another article, Rand sees Internet of Brains by 2050. Later in the program, I will be giving 6 of my predictions on how they will force BCIs, brain-to-computer interfaces like Neuralink, to the general population. But before we start the show, I just simply want to remind everybody that is watching the program that we have no sponsors. We have no product. We are 100% supported by viewers. That is the only way we are sustained. And like I've said many times this year, we took a huge financial hit last year in 2023, and we're trying to recover, okay? And we do need your help. And I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not saying we actually have $500,000 sitting in the bank, but really we don't. We need your help. We truly do. And if you could support us by going to ZachDrewShow.com and clicking that bright orange donate button, that would be unbelievably helpful. And even whenever you're there, you can even click that little button for monthly automated giving. So it comes out every month, whether it's $5, $10, or $100, so we can count on it. You can also give the old-fashioned way by sending anything to The Zach Drew Show at P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois. What's my zip code? Decatur, Illinois, 62525. It's on the screen, so you can write it down. We're going to be getting into all of this alarming information right after this. Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump into the first article. You know, for those of you that are familiar with the program, we keep building and building and building, and it just keeps getting better the longer you watch it. But we've got to lay some foundation. Elon Musk predicts superhuman AI smarter than humans coming in 2025. It says within the article, superhuman artificial intelligence that is smarter than anyone on Earth could exist next year. Elon Musk has said unless the sector's power and computing demands become unsustainable before then. Let's go ahead and play that quick video.
AI is the fastest advancing technology that I've ever seen of any kind, and I've seen a lot of technology. You know, barely a week goes by without some new announcement. So, and if you look at the amount of AI hardware, the computers coming online that are dedicated to AI, that is increasing what looks like at least by a factor of 10 every year, if not every 6 to 9 months. So when you combine the hardware coming online, really order of magnitude increase every, you know, call it at least every 9 months, many, many software breakthroughs, if you look at that curve, it looks insane. So I think we'll, my guess is that we'll have AI that is smarter than any one human probably around the end of next year.
Listen, First of all, I've been fascinated with technology. It's been one of the pillars of this ministry. You know, if we have several pillars, whether, you know, on different, you know, things that we cover, one of those pillars has always been technology. I was fascinated with it. Then I went and worked at True News in 2017 and 2018, and I was involved with a group of guys with Next Tech News, and we traveled all over the globe. And we learned about the future of artificial intelligence, and we were sitting with the executives, the elite of the world, listening to what they're building. And by the way, there was something that was always interesting. There was always mention of God at these conferences. Without fail, I would never go to these conferences, whether it be in Asia or England or even the Silicon Valley, where God wasn't mentioned from stage, but it was always mocking God and mocking conservatives and mocking Christians. So the elite that are building this technology are overwhelmingly anti-God, which is, you know, like statistically, what are the chances of that? But like it was a common denominator at these conferences. It was unbelievably rare to meet a conservative. But in these conferences, we were always listening and we were always learning about, you know, the day of singularity, when we reach super intelligence being that of 2045. But as far as AI being equal to mankind, it was always 2035. Then it was 2030. Then it was 2029. That was one that kind of stuck for a couple of years, 2029. And now 2025? This is a radical difference, okay? Radical difference from the earlier forecast from Elon Musk that superintelligence would exist in 2029. Let's look at this quick line from the article. Last year, it was chip constrained, he said. People could not get enough NVIDIA chips. This year, it's transitioning to a voltage transformer supply. And in a year or two, it's just electricity supply. So, more tech news. More advancing. What's going on? Okay. Why is this concerning? It's concerning because of BCIs. It's concerning because of brain-to-computer interfaces. And if you're sitting there in your chair and you're saying, I've heard this before, I've heard this for the last 20 years, BCIs are coming. And if that's your attitude, you don't get it. You don't get it. The kings of the earth are seeking after this like precious gold. They're rushing to it. They understand the power, the money behind it, but they understand the supernatural, if you will, benefits behind this. We hear a lot about Neuralink. But Microsoft, Bill Gates, here's something. Microsoft, the Brain Computer Interfaces, BCI project in Microsoft Research, aims to enable BCI for the general population. In the same way, okay, the personal computer was enabled for the general population, they're now building BCI for the general population. Microsoft. Google, from the very start, many people don't understand this or know this, from the very start, its founders saw Google, and they saw Google from the start as a vehicle to realize the dream of artificial intelligence augmenting humanity. From the start, Google was the vehicle. Well, I've been hearing this for 20 years. You don't understand it's coming. You don't get it. Facebook is right now building a machine to read your thoughts. They are going to be democratized like cell phones. Do you have a cell phone in your pocket? Probably do. Maybe you're watching it on it. I've got my cell phone right here recording my time, letting me know don't go over, because I have a tendency of doing that. In the same way, those around the globe, BCIs will. And there's going to be unbelievable incentives before they essentially force us all. And I have 6 predictions on how they'll do that at the end of the program. Here's just a quick article from a couple of weeks ago. Musk's Neuralink shows off first implant patient, quote, like using the force. So in January 2024, Noland Arbaugh became the first human trial patient to have Neuralink's chip inserted into his brain. And, you know, like I said, it's all about Neuralink, but there's a lot of companies that are actually like way past Neuralink with what they can do right now. Nolan Arbaugh, a 29-year-old quadriplegic patient who says he was paralyzed 8 years ago in a diving accident and who has a Neuralink chip implanted in his brain and appears to be no worse, actually much better off for the wear. And once again, there are silver linings to this. Like, it will. Tech is amazing. Technology is amazing. My gosh, for convenience, for so many different things. Okay, I'm not going to go through the list. It's amazing. I love technology. And I'm like a total nerd when it comes to technology. I love old school video games. I love how fast speeds can be. You know, call my internet company. How fast can the internet be here? Right? Like I'm all for it. But it is the end of this. It is the end of it. Whenever it crosses that line of morality where it forces you to choose between autonomy and not. Okay, we're getting to that place and we're getting to it very, very soon. So last month, this 29-year-old quadriplegic, he went public in a live stream on X, and Neuralink engineer Bliss Chapman said, quote, I think you're my only telekinetic friend that I have. Mr. Arbaugh, basically it was like using the force on a cursor, making reference to the telekinetic powers wielded by the Jedi Knights and their Sith enemies in the Star Wars franchise. He says, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere on the screen and it would move to where I wanted, which was just a wild experience. It's crazy. It's really cool. It's so cool. I'm so freaking lucky to be a part of this. Every day it seems like we're learning new stuff. I just can't describe how cool it is. Okay, Neuralink has courted controversy for its goal of linking the mind and human body more directly with electronics. Okay, so as we continue this march towards digital slavery, let us consider this article. Rand sees Internet of Brains by 2050. So we started off, 10 years ago with, you know, this new term that people were talking about, IoT, IoT this, IoT that, which was the Internet of Things. Then it went from the Internet of Things to the Internet of Bodies. That's kind of where we're phasing into right now. Well, they're now making predictions that it's not going in with just Internet of Bodies, it's gonna be Internet of Brains, that collective hive mind. And Internet of Bodies may also ultimately lead to an Internet of Brains, i.e. human brains connected to the internet to facilitate brain-to-brain communication and enable access to online data networks. Rand describes a future of the Internet of Bodies ecosystem that may morph into the Internet of Brains, a network of brain-to-brain activity. This technology could find itself in the marketplace between 2035 and 2050. Transhumanism implies the adoption of considerably advanced technologies by 2050, including this genetic enhancement. According to the report, the technological application for this new brain network network include wearable devices and implants for tracking and analyzing physiological and environmental data. These technologies aim to achieve real-time continuous monitoring of physiological data to understand human health conditions and performance. You get the gist. I don't even need to read the rest of it. You know what it's going to say. But that's just, they're just watching the timelines. They're watching what's going on. They're watching the developments, and they're saying, hey, you know, probably 25 to 2050. Seems like every single... So it seems like it's radical. Like, it's like the things that were being predicted that never would come to surface, and then the now it's coming to surface, but even quicker. With, like, ChatGPT having this the sentient mind of a 20-year-old right now, like, it's unbelievable. The acceleration. Let me slow down. And also let me warn you, whenever you're watching my show, don't do the fast forward button where I talk twice as fast, because then you won't understand me at all. Okay, so I talk fast enough already. I'm trying to slow it down now though. And because it's funny, because whenever I do my research throughout the week, I get twice as much research done, because any videos I watch, I put it in the two speed mode. So they just sound like this. But my brain understands it. So let me read you this. What can you expect to receive from this? Then we're gonna get into the predictions, my six predictions. The coming ads for BCIs like Neuralink, I believe will read like this. And whenever I think about this, I just imagine like an old tech billionaire in like a future dystopian world reading it. And I think of like Hunger Games. I think of Ready Player One. And the commercial would read like this in that dystopian new world. Through its intricate web of neural implants and interface technology, it offers the tantalizing prospect of enhancing our cognitive abilities, restoring lost functions, and even transcending the confines of our mortal existence. This is what you can look forward to. In its brightest manifestation, Neuralink stands as a beacon of hope, offering solace to those afflicted by neurological disorders, empowering individuals with disabilities, and expanding the horizons of human knowledge. Through its collaboration with medical science, it holds the potential to alleviate suffering, enhance quality of life, and usher in an era of unprecedented discovery and innovation. I feel like I should have like the Jurassic Park theme song behind me or something. Okay. These are my predictions. Six. How will they force this upon us? Well, let's look at one, the government's timeline. Initially, the government may present brain chip implants as a voluntary option for citizens. That's what I believe. Accompanied by incentives such as tax breaks, other financial rewards, or enhanced privileges for the early adopters. This approach aims to garner public support and normalize implantation before transitioning to mandatory requirements for basic needs. You see, I'm trying to read slower. Healthcare costs. If you have a chip for your healthcare, it could be very little. But if you don't have the chip, you will never be able to afford health insurance. So if brain microchips become commonplace for health monitoring and treatment purposes, individuals without the chip may face crippling healthcare costs. Individuals without the chip may be viewed as higher risk customers due to the lack of real time. That's what it's all about. It's about real time. Real time health and behavioral data. The predictive data being relayed could have saved the insurance, you know, a ton of money. So you're going to be charged for that. So first we have government timeline, then we have healthcare costs. They could skyrocket because you don't have this thing. And because it would cost the healthcare insurances so much money. Limited job opportunities. In a future where brain microchips are widely adopted, and integrated into various professions, individuals without the chip might find themselves at a disadvantage in the job market. Certain high-paying or in-demand jobs may require chip integration for optimal performance or compatibility with specific technologies. I think it'll start like even with state and federal positions. I mean, think about it, like maybe congressmen, but I would for sure say judges, like would be right off the bat, judges, policemen, even people working at the DMV. Why? Because they would literally know every single law and how it applies to every single circumstance in real time if they were connected with the BCI. Another one is financial transactions and security. In a society where brain microchips serve as a digital wallet or as digital wallets or authentication tools for financial transactions, people without the chip that want to pay with cash or card, they will face radically high transaction fees. Why? Because these methods will be deemed as less secure. 5, education and training. If brain microchips are integrated into educational systems for enhanced learning and skill acquisition, individuals without the chip may struggle to keep up with the pace of technological advancements. I'm reminded of the article we've covered on the show before, but go ahead and put that on the screen. The end of school, AI, Google brain implants to replace education and supercharge IQ. Kids in the very near future will be asking their parents if they can be upgraded for college. Why have textbooks when you can have it downloaded to your brain? And 6, my last prediction for this, what if you don't want to take it? Well, you're going to find yourself marginalized. You're going to find yourself unable to participate fully in society. Meanwhile, those with chips are subtly they're influenced by targeted advertisements, propaganda, and even their desires will be manipulated to serve the interests of the ruling elite. Now, and once again, many will take it, though. I mean, many won't have to be coerced into it. And not just because of job opportunities or financial security or to keep up in school. Many will take it because they want to be like God. They want to have superhuman-like abilities. And mankind, at this rate, will, in fact, have superhuman abilities. You know, we talked about last week, an article, go ahead and put that on the screen, mind reading technology may be used for national security. And basically the gist of this article was saying that our government, I believe what given the opportunity would be using this technology in mass to scan the public. And that was even within the article to scan the public. Now, but within the article, it also went down and it talked about, it says this, while government officials discuss brain monitoring, the corporate world government at the World Economic Forum takes interest in mind control thought monitoring as well. So it's not only the elite that want it to be like God, the elite that want it for power, money, and control, the average Joe that will want it for job security or to be like little gods themselves, it's not just because of governments wanting to use it for, national security, but it's also world governments that are developing this to even use within the workforce. Take a look at this little video. It's pretty interesting.
When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data, the government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year. They have compelling evidence that one of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud. Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with.
Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. After all, what you think, what you feel, it's all just data. These are ear pods that are launching later this year. These ear pods, much like the video you watched earlier, are ear pods that can pick up brainwave activity and tell whether or not a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering. When you combine brainwave activity together with other forms of software and surveillance technology, the power becomes quite precise.
They want to control us. They want to put this into every area of our lives. The elite of the world, they want to force us out of the real world and into these false systems. We are in the fourth industrial revolution. And things are going to change more quickly than ever before. You know, a lot of people don't even understand that we're in it right now. Like, we are in it. And just by way of review, let's just talk about the industrial revolutions. So we had the first industrial revolution from 1760 to around 1840. That was the industrial revolution. It was the rise of the iron and textile industries and the development of the steam engine, the process of going from hand production to machine production. The first industrial revolution changed the world, and it changed in which mankind exists on planet Earth. The same way, the same degree of change occurred in the second industrial revolution from 1870 to 1914, known as the technological revolution. Public electricity, like the light bulb, the telephone, the internal combustion engine, which led to cars and which led to airplanes. We cannot even, it's so difficult for me, it's so difficult for you, whether you say it or not, it's so hard to imagine truly the entire scope of what life would have been like without that. It changed everything for everyone on the globe. And then we go to the digital revolution that started in the 1980s, and it was characterized, from moving from analog electric to mechanical devices to digital technology. And many things were created in this time, but it's most prominent to be known for the personal computer and the internet. And we are in right now. We have entered in to the fourth industrial revolution, which is building off of the digital revolution. And not my words, but theirs. It will be characterized, our lives. It'll be representing new ways in which technology becomes embedded within societies and even the human body. That is where we are. We are there. The new revolution will be marked by nanotechnology, quantum computing, autonomous vehicles, robotics, AI, and IoT. And the new era will disrupt almost every other industry in the world. And let me just end the program by saying this. We talked about towards the top of the program, these men that are seeking these abilities. It's because there's such a conflict within them, because they know that they're eternal beings. You are an eternal being. I am an eternal being. From the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb, we became an eternal being. And I want to reiterate this point to you, that the only means of salvation, the only mediator between God and man, is Jesus Christ. And it's because of what Jesus Christ did for you and I on that cross 2,000 years ago. He died. His blood was shed so that our sins could be forgiven. The sins that separate us from God, that separate us from the difference of eternity in heaven to eternity in hell. He accomplished that on the cross. He's the only name in which we can be saved. And I want to encourage you, if you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord and the master of your life, if you have not repented of your sins and called upon his name, do it today. Do it today. It says if we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord, that we'll be saved. If you haven't done that, do it, because right now, your eternity hangs in the balance. We're totally out of time for today's program. We'll see you next week.